Dawn Nicholson is an award-winning Minnesota documentary filmmaker. She has won many awards over the years, and most recently, a 2010 McKnight Artist Fellowship for filmmaking.
My background comes from both the arts and, I would say, social justice, social organizing. I actually started college as a theater major and ended up becoming absolutely enthralled by social movements, nonviolent politics, politics around race, class, gender, and sexual orientation. And combined my love of storytelling, my love of the story, I guess, from theater with that passion for the need for stories to be told in order to change the way we see each other. My films tend to be personal stories that illuminate larger issues. So, for example, This Obedience is a story of the Reverend Anita Hill, who is a lesbian minister within the Lutheran Church, who was ordained by her congregation against the rules of the church at that time. The film is an intimate look at her life and the life of the congregation and what it's like to be living your faith and at the same time being told that you're wrong by the very church body that you want to be a part of.
Dawn's films are presented from the point of view of the person she is documenting. She is more interested in illuminating the issues that bring people together than those that tear them apart.
The current film I'm working on right now is the Smooch documentary, and it's a film about the Smooch Project, which is a project by a photographer in town, Bonnie Fournier. She is documenting people through photographs, and each of these photographs, somebody is being kissed and the other person is kissing them, and she's planning on taking that journey around the world to South Africa, Northern Ireland, places where people have been deeply divided. I plan on following her on that journey and interviewing people who maybe their smooch represents a smooch you wouldn't expect, a Catholic and a Protestant who had been fighting for years and then all of a sudden fell in love. Or, but what ties us together as humans is the love that we share, the fact that we are all loved or love someone, and that trumps the things that divide us. That's what fascinates me. And the stories that are going to be told in this film and the stories that I find enthralling are those personal stories of how do you learn to love someone? How does love sneak up on you when you least expect it? It's the stories that wake you up in the middle of the night. And, you know, I get a lot of people coming to me saying, this would be a great film. And I agree, this would be a great film, but it's not a film that I want to pursue until I wake up at 3 a.m. and obsess over it and have dreams about it. The stories we have locally, the stories that we have in Minnesota, they're just so important. And, you know, often filmmakers, especially narrative filmmakers, are forced, whether by forces that are real or forces that are perceived, to move to the coasts. They move to Hollywood or they move to New York. And I think one of the blessings of being a documentary filmmaker is you don't need that kind of infrastructure. It's better that I'm here in Minnesota. I know the culture. I know the people. I know where the stories are here. And people trust me because I live here. And our stories are so fascinating. Our stories are stories that aren't necessarily told by the mainstream media, but that's what makes our stories so powerful, I think, is because they aren't being covered by other media sources and other filmmakers. So the choice to stay in Minnesota has never been a question for me as an artist. Emergence Pictures is my video production company, and it's the umbrella under which I do both my independent documentary films and my films for nonprofits. You know, the name Emergence came out of nowhere, but now I've fallen in love with it because I do think that, you know, that's what it's about. It's about telling these stories, these emerging stories, these stories that have not been told before.
Dawn Mickelson currently lives in Stillwater, Minnesota. Her thought-provoking documentaries that are dedicated to a new emerging world will continue to tell stories based in Minnesota and present them locally, nationally, and globally. This is Dixie Treichel for KFAI.
10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.